Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The next move in Russia-Ukraine tensions will likely come from Moscow. This after the U.S. and NATO formally rejected its demand to ban Ukraine from joining NATO. Here's Antony Blinken, the U.S. Secretary of State.
We make clear that there are core principles that we are committed to uphold and defend, including Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and the right of states to choose their own security arrangements and alliances.
Still, Blinken called for a serious diplomatic path out of this crisis. So, how do things look from Russia's perspective? Robin Dixon is with us. She's Moscow bureau chief for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Today, a Kremlin spokesman expressed little ground for optimism. But is it your sense in Moscow that Russia is still leaving some space for dialogue?
Indeed, there has been a gap for dialogue left open by the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. He says that the Russian president at the moment is considering his options, talking to his Security Council and his top military advisers. This is a very important inflection point in this whole crisis. It's really the moment when President Putin may either blink and decide to take the concessions that have been offered to him by the West, or he may double down. And if he decides to double down, perhaps that could mean the war that U.S. officials have been saying could happen at any moment.
And what is the Kremlin messaging to the Russian people, the framing of this moment?
Well, the framing of the moment has really been that this is Western aggression, and certainly the Russian public accepts that view. They really do see this as a crisis that has been initiated by the West and that is really the fault of the West. At the same time, people are not enthusiastic about the possibility of a war, particularly against Ukraine, and they don't. They're worried about the fact that the ruble is being hit by this by the market at the moment. The ruble has been going down because of investors' fears about a possible war. Prices have already been going up. So people are worried about how this kind of instability is going to hit their pocket. That said, there's really very little likelihood of any kind of public protest action because Russia's opposition has really been rolled up. They're either in jail or they've fled the country. Very few opposition figures are remaining in the country.
Yeah. Now, many experts are warning that Russia could stage some kind of provocation as a pretext to invade. What are you watching for on that front?
It's very difficult to know. It has happened in the past. And there have been a couple of cases or allegations that have been raised by US intelligence and UK intelligence, both involving different groups of people who were supposedly going to set up a kind of a pro-Russian government in Ukraine and dislodge the current government in order to create a situation that would be more suitable to the Kremlin's interests. We haven't heard the real evidence, the granular evidence about how that was supposed to happen. So we have only very vague ideas about what was involved. One of them was supposed to involve some Russian security agents with explosives who were going to blow some things up and make it look like a Ukrainian attack that could form the basis of a pretext for an invasion or for some kind of military action from Russia. But by exposing those kind of plots, even given the paucity of evidence, it does make finding a pretext more difficult for Russia.
Yeah. And finally, what else, Robin, should Americans know about how things are looking from Moscow right now?
Well, I suppose one thing that Americans wonder is, well, why does this matter to me? But what you're seeing here is a moment when a country that is leaning to the West and trying to sort of set up a more liberal system is under immense pressure from a very powerful and very militarily powerful neighbour. So that should worry all of us who worry about the sovereignty of countries and the rights of countries to make their own choices about what kind of path they want to take.
Robin Dixon is Moscow Bureau Chief for our partners at the Washington Post. Robin, thanks once again for joining us.